Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got somebody here with us right now that you're going to be glad you hung out with us, because we got Steve Martin here. Steve is a good friend of ours, an original member of the Brain Trust folks, all the way back to the early 98, when the Brain Trust literally is one of the very first Brain Trust members when we actually started putting that group together, those many years ago, almost 12 years ago. Steve is our profit pro. He's the world's profit pro. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, and that's what he does. He helps companies like yours and mine make sure that we squeeze an extra penny out of every nickel that we have, and he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Steve, one of the things that that I've been talking quite a bit about in the last several months is how things are going to be different, how they're different now, and how they're going to be different in the future. And I've been saying that in about a 3-year period, we're going to live in three different worlds. We were still, you know, living in the pre 2009 era back in 08, and now we've got the 2009 realities that we all know about. And 2010 is upon us, is coming up on us pretty quickly, but I think that's going to be a different scenario. I think what we're going to see after this year is going to start, things are going to start changing again. So this is in my opinion, an awful lot of change, an awful lot of different scenarios for the way we do business and the way we talk to customers and et cetera, et cetera. That's a lot of change, and it makes it hard to make good decisions in this kind of a volatile environment, doesn't it?
It really does, Jim. You know, if we could really see the future and predict what's going to happen 6 months, 12 months, 36 months down the road, it'd be a lot easier. But I haven't met very many good soothsayers lately.
Well, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I tell you what I do believe, and I said this earlier today, I believe that where we're going is going to look a lot different from where we've been, a lot more so than in past recessions that became recoveries. What do you think?
Well, I see a lot of things happening already. The names of the businesses on the front doors are going to be changing for sure. You know, every time I go by an office park or a shopping center, I see more and more vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself, course, represents problems for a lot of people, but you know what? It's a tremendous opportunity for others as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of change happening.
Well, it is, and this is all part of what I'm talking about. But help us to make some better decisions. Give us some ideas on how we can make as we're trying to deal with this. You know, some people are still trying to accomplish what I told them to try to do the January 1 of 09. Which was to make sure they just keep their doors open so they can open them up on January 1, 2010. And so there's still a lot of decisions to be made this year, aren't there?
There really are, Jim. And, of course, as usual, cash is absolute king.
It's the emperor this year. I promoted it, Steve. You haven't heard that, have you? I promoted cash from king to emperor this year.
Emperor of the universe,
yeah.
I think. Yeah. Let's face it, if you do not have working capital, you do not work. The reality is that for everyone who, in January of this year, who was just trying to hang on for the next 6 months, 12 months, whatever, I'm afraid to tell people that for many of those businesses, they're going to have to figure out how to hang on for another 6 to 12 months. Because even though their leading indicators are looking good, there's a real lag in this market. And
yep.
when you talk about this world looking different from a business perspective over the next few years, I think you're absolutely correct. This is going to be a slow recovery.
There's no way with 10% unemployment, 17 million people either unemployed or underemployed, there's no way that the economy is going to kick back into high gear until we absorb at least half of those people, if not more, back into the market.
I think you're absolutely correct, Jim, and that's not going to happen in 12 months.
No.
So the first thing that any good business can understand is that they really have to plan for the long term, having a downside at this point.
It's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We'll come right back after these messages. Steve's got some tips. He's got some specific things he's going to tell us to do and to help us with after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. And you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Steve Martin is our guest. Steve's a good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, original member, actually, the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. And that's profitpro.us, right, Steve?
That's correct, Jim.
Profitpro.us. I love that title. Steve, help us out. You've gotten our attention. We realize, we believe you that, you know, that this is a... this is going to be a marathon, not a sprint. Help us. What do we need to do? How do we need to be thinking about decisions that we're going to be making to make sure that we can make it to the finish line? We don't have to win. That's the one thing I want to point out to small business owners. It is a marathon, but it's not a race you have to win. Just finishing the race is winning, right, Steve?
Yes, it is, Jim. Survival is victory at this point.
Yeah.
I can illustrate the kinds of challenges that companies are having just with one that I've gone through in the last month with a client. Small business became aware that a peer in their local business was up for sale. So the small business owner came to me and said, well, how much should I pay for this business? Should I buy it? Well, a quick look at the books, Jim, showed that this competitor had lost about 50% of their business in the last 3 years, actually most of it in the last two. Their cash flow was heading toward the negative side, but they had a really good customer base. So I suggested to the small business owners that they acquire their competitor, but only on the basis that they could get a decent price and that they could make sure they had adequate working capital.
Right. You mean going into it, they had the new company, the acquiring company, had the working capital to take advantage of what they were buying?
Absolutely, Jim.
Yeah.
And you know what? When we put the numbers together and we look at the financing that was available, and believe me, it's tough these days.
Yeah.
Every listener knows that. We found that we could make a fair acquisition offer, but the problem was that the working capital was going to be insufficient to maintain the level of service that would be required to keep the business going.
So basically, you were going to wind up with, if they'd gone ahead with it, you were going to wind up with a bigger version of what the other company already had.
Yes, one that was in trouble.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, they weren't able to make the, or fortunately, however you look at it, they weren't able to make that acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
But the message in this story is keep your eyes open, because if your business is hurting, you can bet that there's another one down the street that's
right,
hurting worse than you are.
Do you feel that this is a case where the credit should have been available, the financing should have been available, that it wasn't anything wrong with the deal that caused it, that would have prevented the credit from being provided. It was just the systemic situation that we have with our credit markets these days.
Yes, it's a systemic problem.
It was a problem created by somebody else that fell on this small business, basically.
Yes, and the interesting thing is, Jim, that the potential acquiring company might have had a chance to raise the capital if they'd had enough time.
Yeah.
So if they had built a war chest, if they'd lined up additional capital well in advance, they may have actually been able to pull this deal off.
Yeah. Well, that's really a heartbreaker, Steve, because these are the kinds of stories that really upset me when I and these are examples. See, this is an example of where what makes me mad, Steve, is that you've heard of companies too big to fail. That's what the government's been working on.
Yes.
How about the companies that are too little to get help? You know, I think you know we go from too big to fail to too little to get help, and you know the politicians can give lip service all they want to this, but until they really do something about what they're saying, which is that small business is the engine of our economy, until they really do something about that, and not just give it lip service and throw up a couple of programs out there, then this economy is going to take longer and longer to recover, because that with proper financing, that company could have done an awful lot to turn this economy around.
That's definitely correct. Acquisition. Yep, you're absolutely right. We really need access to capital for the small and medium-sized businesses.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. I'm sorry to hear that. What are some other things that you're seeing, Steve?
Well, one of the things that, in fact, one of the top five things that companies have done to try and save money and just survive is to cut their marketing and sales budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And at this stage of the game, Jim, I think that's really the wrong thing to do.
Yep.
And at this point, if companies are going to make it for the longer term, and I'm talking 6, 12, 18 months, they have to start reinvesting in their marketing and sales
mm-hmm.
budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't take care of your top line, there isn't going to be a bottom line to go with it.
Steve, when we come back after these messages, I want to come back to that to what I said a minute ago. I don't want people to hear your story and what I said about it and give up about on moving forward on projects. There's some things that people can do, and will you help us revisit that when we come back after these messages?
Certainly.
Stand by, folks. We got some things that I want to end that on an up note, because I think there is an up note there. There is an opportunity that I want to touch on. We come back 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Steve Martin is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. Steve, the website is, go ahead and give it to us again, please.
It's profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us, and tell us what we'll find there.
You find lots of free information on cost reduction, profit improvement, and just making your business successful.
And your book, Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, is there, right?
Yes, exactly, Jim. And if you access that through your business site, you can get a significant discount.
So check that out, folks, at profitpro.us. And as Steve said, you can find him all over our website. He's contributed so much to us over the years, for which we're very grateful. Steve, one of the things that I wanted to come back to before we go, I'm talking about making decisions. You talked about a client that was trying to make a decision to acquire a company, and they put the deal together, but they couldn't get the right kind of working capital financing they needed to take advantage of it. That's a really important point to make, because just putting the deal together isn't enough. You got to make sure that you've got enough. You know, it's sort of like you know anybody can make a baby, but have you got enough of income to feed and clothe and educate that baby? And that's kind of what you guys came up with, and that determined that you didn't have that because of the financing situation. But I don't want people to give up on those things, Steve. I don't want people to hear that story, that unfortunate story, and give up on it, because every community is a little bit different, Steve. There are independent community bankers out there who want to put deals together in other communities. And so I just want people to continue to try to see what opportunities are out there, to pursue those opportunities, and don't stop asking your banker to be your partner. What do you think, Steve?
I think you're absolutely correct, Jim. And in fact, the story I gave is a perfect example of that. If this possible acquirer had taken his banker to lunch a month earlier,
right,
and said, I see a lot of change going on in my business. If I find an opportunity, can you help me, and what do I need to do to make it happen? If he had done that,
made him his partner,
it would have been a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would have been able to raise the additional capital that they needed in the time frame that they had to. So,
well,
yes, absolutely, Jim. Look for every opportunity.
And look for, especially make sure that your proposal goes to independent community banks and even, you know what else, Steve, even credit unions are making small business loans out there these days.
Yes, these smart banks realize that small business is the engine that runs the economy, and small business has to exist. So there is good business out there.
And
if we look at the real opportunities, they're really coming in the small and medium-sized businesses.
And I was railing on the government a minute ago, but there are some revival. There is a revival of some of the SBA loan guarantee funds out there. And more and more banks are getting back into SBA guaranteed loans. So check that out, folks. Keep looking for those things. I just wanted to make sure that we finish up that thought with that, Steve, because, Steve, we don't have a choice. I mean, the growth of this, the recovery that we have, folks, forget Wall Street. Forget the stock market. The stock market's up right now on nothing but earnings, which are based on laying off millions of people, not on growth of top line. The recovery is going to happen when small business owners make it happen, Steve.
Yeah, the recovery is going to happen on Main Street, not on Wall Street.
That's exactly right, even though the recession didn't happen on Main Street. Steve, last thoughts, give a minute and a half or so. What are some other tips?
Jim, it really comes down to being very aware of what's going on around you, looking for the opportunities, looking for the challenges, and making decisions based on what you can do in terms of your cash, your working capital, the resources that you have, and being open to the possibility of leveraging what you do have in new directions.
And
so
create,
you have to be open
to
the
creative
possibility of taking some new risks and take on the new opportunities.
You're going to have to be creative too, aren't you?
That's a big part of it. And of course, Jim, when things are difficult, it's sometimes hard to try and do something different. But you have to be open to that possibility and take on that new risk, that new opportunity.
And you might have to think about partnering with people, with vendors maybe even. Partnering with customers. I mean, bring them in. Customers and vendors can be part of the capitalization plan too, can't they?
They certainly can, Jim, and I think that's a very smart way to take a look at it.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, ProfitPro.us, right?
Absolutely, Jim.
The book, Yes, Sir, Profits, Making Your Business Pay, is right there. Folks, check that out, too. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.